Well, hello, folks. Welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke with you for the next 60 minutes. This is show number 202, and it's another show about friends. This is a track called Good Friends. This is Neil Browning, an accordion player and plays many other instruments from Wales. Nice jaunty set here of tunes he's written for friends. That's, you know, one of the finest things. Write a tune for a friend. There you go. If you can't afford a birthday gift, a birthday greeting, just write them a tune. Hope you enjoy the show, and we have music from here and there as usual. Thanks for joining me. Back to Neil Browning. Tunes there from Neil Browning, an accordion player from Wales, and those are three of his friends, and they each have a slightly different personality, and so the tunes have a slightly different personality. Neil Browning is part of a growing movement in Wales that's out to preserve the old folk music, but also to make it breathe a little bit differently as well, plays just about every instrument in the tradition. He's known for his accordion. This is a whole CD of Welsh accordion music, which is maybe the only Welsh CD of accordion music on the market. But anyway, he plays a range of other things, kinds of guitars, you know, and tenor banjo and bouzouki. Well, everybody does, right? Crumb horn, keyboard, drums, trumpet, French horn, and a bunch of Welsh instruments as well. He loves splendidly diverse settings. This is a great CD, which if you ever get a chance to come across, Neil Browning. This is Roots and Branches of Beyond, and I am doing a show once again about friends. So today, somewhere in the title is something about friends, or the tune was written for friends, as in this last case, or it refers to friends of various people that we know, including this next one, which is Friend of the Devil. It's a famous old song. Not an old song really so much anymore, but aging myself there, it was written by the Grateful Dead and was done by a whole pile of other people as well. This is by a group called Rice, Hillman, and Peterson, and they just didn't really have the time to come up with a band name because they were also busy with their other careers. A bunch of folks from American Bluegrass who made some CDs together. Guitarist Tony Rice, his brother Larry Rice on the mandolin, guitar and banjo player Herb Peterson, and guitar and bass player Chris Hillman. Now, Chris Hillman was a founding member of the famous folk rock band from the late 1960s, The Byrds, which we'll hear from later in the show again. But between these four guys, they made immense contributions to the world of bluegrass and country rock, and their resumes were bands like the Desert Rose Band, J.D. Crow's New South, and The Byrds, of course, Flying Burrito Brothers, The Hillmen, The Rice Brothers, The Dillards, and so on and so forth. They made a couple of albums themselves as Rice, Rice, Hillman, and Peterson. This is from one of them. This is Friend of the Devil.
I led out from Reno. I was trailed by 20 hounds. Didn't get to sleep last night till the morning came around. Said I'd better go to take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. Ran into the devil, baby, loaned me 20 bills. Spent the night in Utah in a cave up in the hills. Said I'd rather go to take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. Each lonely night. First one's named Sweet Anne Marie, she's my heart's delight. The second one's in prison, babe, sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. $20 bill and he vanished in the air. Said I'd rather put a take my time. Friend of a devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. Each lonely night. First one's named Sweet Anne Marie, and she's my heart's delight. The second one's in prison, babe, sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Got a wife in Chino, baby, the one in Cherokee. First one says she got my child, but it don't look like me. Said I'd rather better take my time. A friend of a devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. Thank you.
Well, for those of you who know your hymn tunes, you'll maybe understand why I played that after I played Friend of the Devil. That is, of course, the old hymn called What a Friend We Have in Jesus. So there we go, touching a couple of the bases anyways in terms of superpowers. That was Dave Essig, and Dave Essig was born in Frederick, Maryland. He emigrated to Canada in 1971. He became a citizen some years later. He's been living on the Gulf Islands in B.C. for nigh on to 30-some years now, I suppose, but he's produced 50, 60, 70 releases, something like that. Folks like Willie P. Bennett or Kathy Fink and Duck Donald, Dixie Flyers. Oh, remember the Dixie Flyers? They were great. Fred Eaglesmith, Jackie Washington, and so on. While he was young, he became quite immersed in bluegrass and country blues, and he learned those styles from some great players, and he sort of uses some of those traditions in his own writing. And he also established Woodshed Records in 1974, I think, which is one of the first musician-run recording companies. I remember him as host back in the 1980s, early 1980s, 83 to 85. He did the radio country music show 6 Days on the Road. And I remember he also did some shows about American bluegrass for some other CBC show, probably earlier than that, maybe late 70s or early 80s. Anyways, it was amazing stuff. He's recorded 20-some albums of his own music over the course of his career. That's from one called Presbyterian Guitar. It's a lovely name. I love that. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. We're doing things about friends today. Once again, we did that last week. We're going to do it for actually 2 more weeks. I figured it out. You know, it's all planned and everything. Next up, we have Gar Marna, and they're a Swedish band, kind of a Swedish edgy Nordic band. Their first 2 albums both got Swedish Grammy nominations. I think one of them, at least one. They were formed in 1990, so it was way, 30 years before these days when it's kind of hip to be edgy, edgy Nordic band. They were inspired by Olaf Johansson's musical score for a production of Shakespeare's Hamlet. So the group quickly built a solid local reputation doing that score and did more stuff. A few years later, they did a series of concerts in churches in the north of Sweden. And they presented their interpretation of the medieval works of Hildegard of Bingen. You might know her. She was a 12th century German abbess. And it's quite famous in some circles. Anyways, did a lot of writing of music as well, medieval work. And the tour went well, and so the band returned to the studio and did a number of albums of, like, Hildegard stuff. So they've done a wide variety of things, actually, about a half a dozen, 7 albums now. This is from one called God's Musicians. And it's called Friends and Kin, and it's really, it gets in there because of friends, but it's a song more about friends and kin who all get together for a wedding, and some young maid marries some prince, but then her true love is not actually been slain by the prince, and so anyway, she moves to Poland with him. It's complicated, but it's all in Swedish, so relax and just enjoy it. This is Gar Marna and something called Friends and Kin.
Hur det skulle gifta bort sin fränka i år ut i rosen lade om råd. Hur det skulle gifta bort sin fränka i år.
Fredan och lördan drack sedersdagen in. Det drucko idag
That's Ferris and Jason Romero. They're from Horsefly, BC. They've been together for a decade and a half, maybe making music together, working together, parenting together. That's from a CD called Bet on Love. They got a Juno Award in 2016 and unfortunately had a fire and lost a lot of stuff, including instruments right after that. But they came back a year or more later, had another release, and a great gratitude for the stunning array of help and they've had. They had another kid and they're off and touring and recording, and they just have a lot of influences, like the early 20s jazz, blues, and country to songwriters like the band and so on. And the ancient story they're trying to tell, as they said somewhere I read, slow down, dig deep, and love your neighbor. And love your friend. That's a tune called Roll On, My Friend. Before that, we heard from Garmarna, Swedish band, and as they note that tune, I guess, that they were doing from that traditional ballad was a very unusual tune, a very early medieval tune, in case you noticed. But if you didn't, and maybe you didn't recall anything about it, you're thinking, well, why didn't you say that before the tune? But there you go. That's the way it is with community radio. You could be listening on this program, by the way, on Voice of Bombay, which is CHBB, 95.9 FM in Norse Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, possibly Radio Belle Island, CJBI, 93.9 in Belle Island, Newfoundland, Labrador. You could be listening on Bay of Islands Radio, which is CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook and throughout the Bay of Islands. Of course, this is Roots and Branches Beyond. This is show number 202, and we're doing some more shows about friends right now. Next up, we have Dan Zanes and his friends. And this is a track called The Fine Friends Are Here. I've probably played Dan Zanes before, I'm sure. As a boy, he was drawn to the music of Lead Belly and all its magic and imagination and mystery and so on. Completely changed his world and his view of the world and his place in it. And so he ended up with a career really doing fresh versions of traditional music for a new generation. He's kind of called the family music genre's most outspoken and eloquent advocate. That was what Time Magazine actually called him that at one point. He's a New Hampshire native, made several albums as a member of the Del Fuegos during the 80s. He's been performing for families since releasing an album, I think it was around the year 2000, the turn of the millennium, Rocket Ship Beach. He has a band. He's released more than a dozen albums, tours quite a bit. He was very active with his partner on social media during the pandemic with wonderful live new versions of great old songs. Every week they'd put one out. This is the CD is called Catch That Train. It's just the fun kind of stuff, as all Dan Zane's material is. The Fine Friends Are Here.
Matta ci c'è giù fete pakuate. But squeeze the mat with, squeeze the mat with, squeeze the mat with Krishna cash. Last was washed the quam, and there's a shows in the twig quam.
That's a Canadian folk rock duo from the 1980s and 1990s, Cashton. They're quite commercially successful, a famous musical group. The band was formed in 1984 by Claude McKenzie and Florent Vallon, who are two Innu from the Meliotenum Reserve. I was on the St. Lawrence River in Quebec. And the name Cashton means tornado in the Innuiman language, which is their language, which they were singing in there a moment ago. The track was called My Friend, by the way, which is what got it into this show. But they sang, so anyway, Cashton means tornado in Inuman, but it's also chosen because it was a pun on the English language phrase cashed in. It was a response to friends who alleged that the band was selling out. You know, they were very, very famous and commercially successful. 1988, they were featured in the documentary on the Innu for Quebec television station. Soon afterwards, actually within the year, they were brought to Montreal to record, released their self-titled debut album in 89. Although the album was recorded in their native Inuman language, that language is spoken by just, you know, maybe 15,000 people on an everyday basis at that point. But the album quickly became a major hit in Quebec, in Greenland, and soon in English Canada as well. And it was certified double platinum, actually. There are more people who bought the album than who speak Inuman. In 1991, they released their second album. It was called Innu. And this is from their third album from 1994 called Aqua Tuta. And they signed with Columbia Records to do this. But after they did this album, they kind of each began recording as solo artists. And they've done some wonderful stuff as solo artists as well. And they've not released another album as Cashton that I'm aware of at all. But they've continued to perform occasional live shows together. So that was My Friend from their CD, Aqua Tuta, Cashton. Next up we have, we're focusing on friends here, in case you didn't notice, for the second week in a row here on Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 202. And we have from Sheffield in the UK, Joe Cocker. He was known for his gritty, bluesy voice, his dynamic stage performances, very expressive body movements. I can't really explain them. You've really got to just go watch something on YouTube or the movie from Woodstock or whatever. Most of his best-known singles were covers of songs by other artists. He did compose some of his own songs. But the first his first album featured a recording of the Beatles with a little help from my friends, which fits right into the theme today. And it brought him to near instant stardom. That was about 1968, maybe 67. It reached number one in the UK and became a staple of his many live shows, including when he was at Woodstock or the Isle of Wight. That was in 1969, both of those. It was also known as the theme song for the TV series The Wonder Years. But here again in a moment, we'll play it, a live version of it. So they hastily threw together a tour in 1970 because this hit was so big and Joe Cocker's album had done well as well. So out of that came the Mad Dogs and Englishmen, the band that he put together, and a live double album, which was a wonderful piece of work as well. The band was organized by Leon Russell. He also had a big hit with 1974 with You Are So Beautiful, reached number 5 in the U.S., became his signature song. You're not really being honest if you can't say at some point that you sang along to the radio late at night when it was on and thought that your voice was wonderful. Anyways, it's one of those songs. His best-selling song was the U.S. number 1, Up Where We Belong. It was a duet with Jennifer Warnes, got him a Grammy Award. He released about 22 studio albums over a 43-year recording career. Alas, he's no longer with us. But this is a live version of that famous song, which fits in for today's show. With a little help from my friends, this is Joe Cocker and Friends.
Do it! song won't hold up long when the palace falls and the parlor's gone. We all must leave, but it's not the end. We'll meet again at the festival of friends. Smiles and laughs and pleasant times. There's love in the world, but it's hard to find. I'm so glad I found you. I'd just like to extend an invitation to the fair. Some of us live and some of us die. Someday God's going to tell us why. Open your heart and grow with what life sends. That's your ticket to the fair. Like an imitation of a good thing past, these days of darkness surely will not last. Jesus was here, and he's coming again to lead us to his face. Black Snake Highway, sheet metal ballet. It's just so much snow on a summer day. Whatever happens, it's not the end. We'll meet again at the fair.
Precision there of the guitar playing Bruce Cockburn from a very early, well, much earlier album, In the Falling Dark, Festival of Friends, which is his sort of recreation of what he thinks Nirvana heaven kind of thing might be like. What to say about Bruce Cockburn? He's said it all other times, I'm sure. He's a Canadian singer-songwriter, guitarist, crosses boundaries and genres. He sings songs and writes songs that are poetry, spiritual, political, angry, loving. He's written 300 some songs, 35 albums maybe. The career, you know, he's nudging into 50 years soon. And over half of his albums, well, or about two-thirds of them, have received a Canadian Gold or Platinum certification. And all kinds of awards. His music speaks for himself. Festival of Friends, Bruce Cockburn. Before that, we heard from Joe Cochran with a little help from my friends. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 202, and we're talking all about friends today. You could be listening on Mun Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, or possibly Caper Radio, CJBU, across the way in Sydney, Cape Breton, 107.3, or even further away, Fanshawe's 106.9, the X, CIXX in London, Ontario, or way down in New Jersey, Cape May, New Jersey, Cape May Radio, WCFA, 101.5 FM. However you got here, I'm glad that you're joining me. And there are, if you want to hear other shows, you can always go to www.rbbmusic.ca. And if your radio station is not listed on my list when I talk about it, just drop me a line or whatever, because I don't always keep track of everything that's happening once I've sent these out. Next up, we have The Byrds. I said we're going to listen to The Byrds again. They're an American rock band formed in 1964 in Los Angeles. They managed to attain huge commercial success early on. They were sort of up there with the Beatles and the Beach Boys and the Rolling Stones there in the mid-60s. And today, by critics anyways, and you know how critics are, they consider the Byrds to be as influential, at least close to being as influential as those other bands that I just mentioned. The signature blend of clear harmony singing and jangly kind of 12-string Rickenbacker guitar pioneered the genre of folk rock. And by 65 or so, it was melding the influence of the Beatles and other British invasion bands with traditional American folk music, North American folk music. As the 60s progressed, the band was influential in sort of originating what became known as psychedelic rock or raga rock. It was 8 Miles High was a big hit that's kind of set the tone for that. They had quite a number of alumni, noted alumni, like David Crosby, Jim McGuinn, Chris Hillman, Graham Parsons, Clarence White. They released their final album in 1973. So this is from The Byrds, and of course, a theme of friendship. This is called He Was a Friend of Mine.
Friend of mine, his killing had no purpose, no reason or rhyme. Oh, he was a friend of mine. He was in Dallas town. In Dallas town, from a sixth-floor window, a gunner shot him down. Oh, he died in Dallas town. He never knew my name. The same. Oh, he was a friend of mine, leader of a nation for such a precious time. Oh, he was a friend of mine.
You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and miles from your nice warm bed,
just remember what your old pal said. You've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
got troubles.
I got them too. Isn't anything I wouldn't do for you.
We'll stick together, we can see it through. Cause you've got a friend in me. Stronger too, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you.
As the years go by,
our friendship will never die. You're gonna sing, it's our destiny. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. Yeah,
you've got a friend in me.
So you movie buffs out there might say, hey, wait, that was from that movie Toy Story, wasn't it? Yes, indeed, that's called You've Got a Friend in Me. And it's from a CD called Oh Mickey, Where Art Thou? And it's bluegrass versions of Disney theme songs. Who knows why I buy things like this. Anyway, this is Amanda Martin and Lyle Goodman. Amanda Martin was born and raised in the Adirondack Mountains in upstate New York. She's done some singing and some songwriting in her career, worked on stage with people like Vince Gill and the Marshall Tucker Band, Charlie Daniels Band, Tanya Tucker. As you can see, pretty clearly in the country genre. And alas, I can't find any information on Lyle Goodman, except that he was a country singer and he was on this track. There you go. That's not very much. Before that, we heard from The Byrds, He Was a Friend of Mine. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we've got a couple songs left yet. Next up, The Saw Doctors. They're an Irish rock band formed in 1986 in Tuam in County Galway. They've had 18 top 30 singles, something like that, in the Republic of Ireland. Their first number one, I Used to Love Her, was top of the Irish charts for 9 weeks. That was back in 1990. They're renowned for their live performances, and they've toured in support of lots of great bands like the Hothouse Flowers and the Stunning and so on and so forth. They made an announcement in 2016 that, they took a break from touring. They'd been touring pretty consistently. They'd be back in the studio, and they made another release, and so they're still around. They got about 15 releases. This is one called Songs from Sun Street. It's the name of the CD, and the song is called Best of Friends. This is the Irish band, The Saw Doctors.
We did everything together from an early age. Smoked her first fags behind the school hedge. Captain the miners, I played in goals. You could have played for Ireland, or so we were told. We will always be the best of friends, but I won't see the likes of you again. Pipes and combats, 16-hole docks. Played table soccer beside the jukebox. Kathleen was smiling, you got the call. But I shifted Mary at the Coggan Hall. We will always be the best of friends, but I won't see the likes of you. Lost the FA Cup final in 1973, and Alan Clark was pulled out in the box. He deserved a penalty. We hitched to the Letterkenny Folk Festival in the rain, and left back home in the link box of a passing 188. Now I see you at weddings with shiny new shoes, small talk of houses, the DIY blues. Hasn't been mentioned, I'd like to say, I wish I had seen you in your wedding day.
the best of friends. But I won't see the likes of you again. We will always be the best of friends.
No, they didn't think I had died that night in 48 when the villagers gathered in my home for my American wake. They came to wish me happiness in the new world far away. The house was full, so much fun, that I wished that I could stay. But the time had come to say goodbye to everything so dear to me, my aging mother and family, my friends and country. Renowned for its friendliness, mountains, lakes and streams, makes my beautiful homeland, treasured in my dreams. Its ancient Celtic culture, its music, song and dance, give Ireland the title, the Island of Romance. But I heard America calling from far across the sea, a magnet to my roaming heart, like a flower to a bee. The call of the new world enchanted me with its glow, as it whispered to my restless spirit, it's time for you to go. Looking back over the years, analyzing the role of fate, I'm happy with the role it played when I said goodbye in 48. I'll never forget the cheer and tears that nearly broke my heart that night. But the saddest moment came next day, watching Ireland gone out of sight. Standing on the rolling deck and through a tearful view, I said, God bless and keep you, my beloved Roy Sheen Dhu. Now relaxing in my rocking chair, enjoying the comfort that it lends, I often recall my American wake and the parting of friends.
That's a lovely poem there by, it was actually from a CD of Eileen Ivers and Immigrant Soul, and I'll play a bit more from that in just a moment. That was her father-in-law who wrote that poem about his American wake, Barney Mulligan, and he's it's basically called The Parting of Friends, and indeed friends are such joyful people to be around, but when we leave them, sometimes it's very sad when they part. Eileen Ivers was born in New York City, Irish-born parents. She grew up in the Bronx, spent summers in Ireland, took up the fiddle at the age of 9. She's a founding member of the Cherish the Ladies, worked in the Riverdance troupe. She guest starred with, I think, 50-some orchestras, something like that. 9 times she won the All-Ireland Fiddle Champion. Ship and once on the tenor banjo. I don't think she's allowed to be in anymore. New York Times called her the Jimi Hendrix of the violin. And she's on 80 or 90 different traditional albums and lots of movie scores and so on. Really rooted in traditional Irish music, but moves it outside that as well. This is from a CD simply called Eileen Ivers and Immigrant Soul. And we're going to end off with a little bit more of that CD as well, which is an air that was written kind of well, in the same theme of that poem about the American wake, and this is simply called The Parting of Friends. Eileen Ivers and her friends come in there. Thanks for joining me today, and we've been talking about friends, and this is Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 202. We'll be back again next week, same time, and talking about friends once again. Do take care of each other, of your friends, and they will take care of you. See you next week. Happy trails.